This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Mallarmé Chamber players do it all. They play traditional European orchestral instruments, but their music includes styles from all over the globe and spans a timeline from the Middle Ages to the most contemporary. And they believe that art doesn't exist in a vacuum. They like to make music in conjunction with dancers, writers, and visual artists. Well, they have a concert this weekend called Wonder Women. It's a companion piece to the Nasher Museum's exhibit, The Deconstructive Impulse. The Mallarmé Chamber Players will play at the Nasher Museum of Art in Durham on Sunday, and it will feature performances from women composers. We have some of the Mallarmé Chamber Players with us now. They are Carol Chung and Jackie Walborski on violin, Suzanne Russo on viola, Bonnie Thron on cello, John Brown on double bass, Beau Newsom on the oboe, Tim Hudson is on the trumpet, and joining us is composer Gwyneth Walker. Thanks, all of you, for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Good thank to you. Be here. It's great to have you here, and it's good the fire marshal isn't here because there are too many people in this room. So it's good to, really good to have you all. Suzanne, tell us about the Mallarmé Chamber Players.
Well, the Mallarmé Chamber Players have been based in Durham here for 28 years. It was founded by Anna Wilson, a flutist who is still in the area, and she retired about 3 years ago, and I took over as artistic director. And so one of the things that she established is having a chamber ensemble in a smaller space for an intimate group. And then she expanded that to work with other arts groups and other art forms and pairing it with some of the other groups in the area, for instance, dance. Tap dance was one of the things that you did. It was really interesting. I think, Carol, you played that.
It doesn't get much smaller than this restroom you're working in here, does it? Have you worked in a smaller space than this?
No, probably
not. There you go. And the Wonder Women concert, tell us about that.
Sure. We were talking with the Nasher about doing some kind of collaboration, and we were looking at some of the exhibitions coming up, and this one seemed to resonate with what I was interested in doing as far as women composers. And at the same time, Tim had been talking to me about a piece that he had commissioned by Gwyneth, and he hadn't had a chance to perform it, to premiere it. And so we thought it would be a good opportunity to play this piece as well as other pieces by women composers.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that exhibit and why this music is so perfect for it. But first, can we hear something?
Sure. We're going to play Gwyneth's piece. This is the world premiere of this piece, actually. Language of the Soul. We're going to play the first movement, The Soul Speaks of Peace. Thank you.
That is a portion of a piece called Language of the Soul, played by the Mallarmé Chamber Players and written by Gwyneth Walker. That piece and others are going to be performed this Sunday in Durham at the Nasher Museum of Art. And the composer is with us, as well as the Mallarmé Chamber Players, Gwyneth Walker. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You composed that piece. What did you have in mind when you put that piece together?
Well, I wanted to write some music for Tim Hudson, trumpeter, with strings. And as the program notes explained, music speaks from our soul. It often speaks more clearly than words. And I love to have peaceful music. I'm a Quaker. So I decided to write some music that would have the soul speaking of peace or of wonder, of freedom, and of joy.
That's a wonderful answer, because I'm always fearful when I ask that question. There's a story about Stravinsky, you know, and he gets down and he plays in a small group at a party, and he plays and plays and plays, and it's all over. A woman says, "That was wonderful, but what does it mean?" And he turned around and he played it all over again from the beginning again. So you could have done that. That's a great answer.
But he wasn't on public radio when he was asked that question.
Way to go. Tim, you commissioned the piece now, and I'll ask you the same thing. What this was part of a larger vision?
Well, I've known about Gwyneth's music for quite some time, for at least a couple of decades. But I had the opportunity to meet her I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, when my group, Carolina Brass, played with the Chapel Hill Community Chorus, and the chorus had commissioned Gwyneth, and it was so nice to meet and work with her and to play her music that I immediately commissioned her to write something for Carolina Brass, which we premiered at Gardner-Webb University, where I teach. And then I said, and I enjoyed that so much, I thought, I really would like my own piece for a trumpet, and I love playing with strings. That's one of my favorite things to do. So I thought if she could write something for a trumpet and strings, that'd be fantastic. So that's how that came about.
I'll tell you what, we love listening to trumpet and strings together, and clarinet as well, and the double bass. There's too many people in here. That's the thing. Would you play another piece for us?
Okay.
Actually, we're going to play a small excerpt from a piece by Joan Tower, one of the most well-known women composers from the 70s and 80s, still writing today. It's called Island Prelude, and it's for oboe and strings, and it's a lovely piece, very peaceful. Gwyneth, you will like it.
I know Joan Tower. She's from the same town as me in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mallarmé Chamber Player is with us live today on The State of Things. They're going to be at the Nasher on Sunday. We also have composer Gwyneth Walker here, who has composed for the Wonder Woman performances and part of that. And I know, Gwyneth, you have been thoughtful about the value and the importance of having women composers. Do you think women composers are composed differently than men?
Not at all, no. And in fact, on my trip down here, I've had probably 300 emails about this trip, and that phrase has never been used, not by any of the conductors, any of the performers I've worked with, not at all.
Is it important? No. Is it important to frame, though, to have to shine a spotlight on women composers these days?
No, I think it's important to shine a spotlight on new music of merit. If you find a piece that is well written, whether the person's whatever gender, whatever background, I think the players will choose it to play. I think we should just put more value on the merit rather than the famous name or familiar name. Just go with the merit of the music, and that will give women a fair shot.
It's interesting because on Sunday, of course, you're going to play as part of the Deconstructive Impulse exhibit, which is about women trying to bring attention to female visual artists as a group.
Well, I think it's very interesting to combine the composers, the concert, with the art, and I think that's very clever of Suzanne to have done that. Yes, so I'll look forward to seeing the exhibit. But I really feel that new music written by anybody deserves a good chance, so we want to shine the spotlight on everyone getting a fair shake.
We're going to shine the spotlight on that and turn up the volume in just a second. But first, I want to thank you all for being here today, the Mallarmé Chamber Players. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mallarmé Chamber Players are Carol Chung and Jackie Wilborski on violin, Suzanne Russo on viola, Bonnie Thrawn on cello, John Brown on double bass, Bo Newsom on oboe, and Tim Hudson on the trumpet. Composer Gwyneth Walker spoke with us as well. The Wonder Women concert be performed by the Mallarmé Chamber Players at the National Museum of Art Auditorium in Durham this Sunday, 3 o'clock. For more information, go to MallarmeMusic.org, Mallarmé, M-A-L-L-A-R-M-E. And I'm going to have them play us out, but first I want to say this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, once again, the Mallarmé Chamber Players.